I'm not blocking this, am I?
Yeah, you are. Scoot to your left,
right there. Boom. I just like looking at me in this camera. It's just, especially when I'm like this.
Look at this. Look at this.
And you can move that chest like that. Yeah. Time to come on. Yeah, let's go.
Is that on?
So y'all see how we start in this week's episode. Jeez, with this raggedy stuff right here.
Man.
Look, go ahead and get it on out the way, dog.
1, 2, 3.
Look at baby Terry Crews. Look at Terry Crews fetus. Got a whole umbilical cord under his pants.
Oh, that's what
he had in his pockets that time. An umbilical cord. We thought it was keys in a phone. He got a placenta in his back pocket and an umbilical cord. Hey, little Terry.
Hey, little Terry.
I just went blank.
Little Terry.
I just went blank.
Hey, we got it. We revealed the truth. Super Dave still got his umbilical cord attached. Welcome to I Hate Your Homies podcast, man. Episode number 20.
Wow, 2-0.
TZ is who I be. Z.
It's the sports homie Griff, the first homie, and I Hate the Homies.
And it's your boy Super Dave. What's up? But guess what?
We don't care, man. Especially about that right there. What's going on?
Popping his breasts.
Man, we got so much to talk about, man. It's cuffing season. Super Dave didn't know what cuffing season was.
We're gonna tell him about it. Good.
We're gonna break that down, man. We also got We got doggone it. We got Antonio Brown exposing himself to a white lady in the pool. I can't wait to get to this.
You can't make this stuff
like,
up, man.
Butt naked in the pool.
You can't make this stuff up.
Playing with this white lady. Like, true story, man. We got college football recap, NFL football recap. Then we're going to get into some Coolio, man. Rest in peace to the homie Coolio.
Man,
that's
good
sad
dude.
When
good
I heard
dude
that, man.
Good dude.
And homie hotline. I Hate the Homie hotline. Somebody going to call in with a request.
That's right. I don't know, more requests. Like, you make it sound like we making music. They going to make a statement about the podcast.
Hey, y'all don't have that Tender Lover by Babyface, do you? Love to hear that in the middle of a football recap.
Let's go live to the radio. Let's go live to the request lines. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Casey Kasem.
And then we got the yay or nay to wrap things up at the end of the episode, man. Y'all ready to get down with this?
Let's get down.
Ray Duggar, let's go.
You done messed up, A-A-Ron.
Yeah, huh? I've been geeking for this broadcast. Got me in my bag, cause all they do is talk a lot of trash. Wait until I see them face to face off of this podcast. What you gotta say now? Check the facts, don't have a wrong stat. Rock T, he a genius as a sport, make Ricky smile, boy. Super Davey Harley come up short on like it's Cowboys. Always controversial, Griff call out plays, no rehearsal. Got me talking all in circles. Ah, I hate the homies. And Griff be laughing like it's funny. But they never bet no money. They my mans, but they throw me. Ah, I hate the homies.
All right, so we back in action, man. Let's get Dave up to speed with what cuffing season is, man. Cuffing season refers to a period of time where single people begin looking for short-term partnerships to pass the colder months of the year.
Yeah, like right now, it's cuffing season, so basically you want to get booed up with somebody till about March.
Right.
And then after February, you know, I know dudes. Listen, I lived in Atlanta a long time, dog. Cuffing season, I don't think I knew what it was either, homie, until I moved to the South. But basically, it's your time to stack and stay with somebody. It's when all the low self-esteem dudes get them a lower self-esteem female, and they go live with them for a minute.
Shoot, you mentioned freaking Atlanta. Cuffing season is year-round in Atlanta.
Listen.
And some cities where cuffing season don't ever end.
Yeah, cuffing season is 24. What did you think cuffing season was?
I just thought where you go find you, and I'm sorry about this, go find you a big girl, and you know, especially in October, December, right. November, December, when it started getting cold, that's the person you want to cuff with.
I thought you said you thought it was Spoon.
It's Spoon. I'm talking about Spoon with that person.
You told me you thought that's when all the men put on cufflinks and put on suits.
I didn't say that.
Chippendale season.
He thought it was. Said that.
He thought it was a playgirl.
I don't know where they're going with this. No, I didn't say that.
Wait a minute. But when you talk about the big girls, it ain't just the big girls. I think it used to be the big girl
first.
Okay,
so I'm not wrong on that part.
You're
not it used
all
to
the
be
way wrong, okay. But
So the big girls, so I had a big girl fetish in 97, like 96, 97. I wanted them big.
Every week,
6 foot, 400 pounds and better. I was going, I liked you. I was about 18, 19 months. I was on this big girl thing. So then, now remember it's 97.
Right. Uh-huh.
So right before the end of 97, there's one big giant girl I was going out with. She said, I just got that procedure. And this is 97, so it just happened to the with the stomach. They put a belt on it or
the staple, whatever they do.
Yeah, but before the staple, all they could do was put the belt on it or whatever they did. I said, how much did you lose? She said, 220 pounds. I said, dang. Mm. She said, you want to come see my body? I said, yeah, I want to come see your body. 220, you done lost three human beings. Let me see what's happening. So I go to her house. Remember, it's 97.
The right.
Procedures just came out. So I go to her house. She in the bathroom. She tell me to sit down. I come out, or she come out, and she like, you want to see my body? You like my body? Now, I thought she had on a robe.
Right.
Yeah.
It was all meat.
It was
skin and meat. So I'm sitting on the edge of the bed saying, man, I'm in love with a flying squirrel. I'm about to sleep with this stingray, dog. It was all meat.
Because
it was so new. You lost the weight, but they left the meat.
They ain't trimmed the meat, dog. So you thought it was a robe.
Let me tell you how nasty I am. I folded the skin up on one hand, folded on the other hand, and I was looking in the mirror going, you nasty as hell. And then when I was done, I wrapped myself up in it. Like it was a comforter, dog. Like I was a baby kangaroo. Like I was a kip. A little kip.
You in the pouch.
Oh, God.
You in the pouch.
Now that was cuffing season, dog. I don't know. The new cuffing
season. My God.
Well, speaking of cuffing,
how long did you stay with her?
Oh no, I was so grossed out by the meat, dog. Like that was it. I had been with her for a minute before that, but after she lost, I was like, just gain the weight back or something, because I can't do this.
Now I did know, like I said, I didn't know about.
You know, when you a kid and you put a blanket on your back and you run around, that's how she looked. Like she had a comforter on her back, and she was going, "I'm Superman," like, but with her hands out. But it was all meat, and veins.
Yeah, okay. Like them dudes that be flying, they be jumping off cliffs.
Yes, dog. One of those, dog.
Oh God.
Except all meat.
Okay. All right, man.
Did you have a hard time breaking up with anybody during cuffing season? Anybody?
I mean, you know, he's been with his wife forever.
I ain't never really delved into the cuffing part of cuffing season.
I haven't either. That's why
I was in the cuffing season, dog. I had some. So basically, you just want to get somebody that's steady, that got a place. You know, being a comedian, it ain't always it's not always constant work when you first started.
Right.
You see me going out with giant abominable snowmans with wings, dog. I'm dating the monkeys from The Wiz. Times is tough. So cuffing season was always a place. At least you knew where you was going to be for the next 5-6 months.
Well, doggone, Antonio Brown must be doing that and participating, because he's in an Armani hotel in Dubai.
He was in Dubai.
Allegedly, this is back in May. But video is coming out servicing right now. He was butt booty naked in the swimming pool
of a hotel,
of the Armani Hotel in Dubai.
In Dubai.
Okay. And white ladies in a hotel in the swimming pool taking a little swim as well. And he just decided he wanted to go up to her and put
Marco Polo. Marco Polo.
He shoved his butt, his rear, bare rear end, in front of her face like twice. Now, you know, she's kind of trying to laugh it off and kind of like, whatever.
Get away from him style.
Yeah, like, okay.
Then it got creepy.
Yeah, really creepy. Then he lifts his body out of the water, and his meat missile is like at full attention mode. And he's doing this towards the lady. So now she's starting to feel really uncomfortable.
You think?
And she's complaining.
I'm uncomfortable and I wasn't even in the pool.
Oh, man. It's like, bro, so my thing is this. Like, Antonio Brown, I mean, are you... This mental situation is really like, All jokes aside, bro.
All jokes aside, it's not funny.
It's not funny at
all.
He
needs some help. He needs some help. And the bad part is doing something like that internationally, not in our country, where, you know, it's a lot of things you can't even do in that country. It's rules before you even get off the plane that they tell you you can, like, you can't steal, you can't buy alcohol at a certain time and stuff like that. Like, he doing stuff that's going to get him in trouble.
Dog.
Like, and if he doesn't get some help, I don't know who listens to our show, but if y'all know Antonio Brown, man, just give him a, you got to give him a, you got to introduce him into a cool counselor. It's cool counselors, there's cool psychologists, there's cool psychiatrists out here that can handle somebody like him, but he needs help, dog.
But he's a damn fool. That's what he is.
And with some help, you cannot be.
But I brought this to y'all attention a few months ago when I said what happened probably was in that game against Pittsburgh when he played for Pittsburgh.
When he got hit hard.
It got hit hard against Cincinnati Bengals in that playoff game.
Yeah.
And he ain't never been the same. But I'm not even gonna just blame it on CTE. Or that, or a concussion,
but
or anything.
Can, though.
But I know you can. I know, like, but also, it's also being an idiot. That's what he is right now.
Yeah, but if your brain is shifted a little bit, homie, maybe you don't know what you're doing for real. Like, this is all I'm saying. In his horrible defense, that man been hit so many times by dudes that's so bigger than him that it is possible that his brain is not right, dog. And he is acting
but
like...
But he's doing stuff like a kid to attract attention.
Yeah, dog.
He loves the spotlight.
When you 30-something and you get hit a bunch of times, now you 12 in the mind.
Let me tell you something, man. Griff, you're on to something, bro.
I think
it's a balance of both, man, because...
Well, we sick of him and all his antics, but now it ain't funny, dog. Now...
There's something to this CTE situation, man.
Absolutely. That's all I'm saying.
And
tell them what CTE is if somebody's listening and not really understanding.
It's a brain malfunction from being concussed.
Hit.
From being concussed a lot.
Right.
Concussions. And when you play football, that happens all the time. And you got former NFL players that are committing suicide.
A lot of them.
All the time.
And then the autopsy show they had CTE problems.
Absolutely, man. So they're trying to, you know, they're changing the rules to the game to kind of help prevent
the helmets.
Absolutely.
They got different helmets.
But there's something to this, man. And this is where the non-funny part is. Like, is he being immature? Yes. Is he making some bonehead decisions? But it could be the cause of this CTE.
The man been hit too many times. Let me tell you something. I saw Evander Holyfield in the Delta Sky Lounge last week. I've known Evander Holyfield at least 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to his house. One time I was at Evander's house. So 4th of July, Evander used to do something real big. It's Rick Ross's house now.
Mm-hmm.
But Evander used to do something big every year on the 4th of July where everybody on Old National, the South Side, Old Nat Al, could come watch a super duper dope firework display. So I've been to his crib and I asked him one time, how many rooms you got? And he was like, man, I don't even know. I said, Evander, don't ever say that again, dog. Like, go through all your rooms. He has 150 rooms. I see him at the Sky Lounge. I'm like, Evander, what's happening, champ? And he looked at me. I took my glasses off. I was like, Evander, what up, though? And then I took my hat off so he could see. And I was like, it's Griff. And he just looked at me.
Didn't recognize.
Evander on that boxing CTE.
Come on, dog.
I was wondering when it was going to hit him. But it definitely, looked foggy in the eyes, dog. Like, and I was like, oh, no, Evander. Oh, dang. Like,
but is that?
I was sad when I left the Sky Lounge. I ain't going to lie, dog. I felt away, dog.
You don't even remember me.
Man.
I understand that. But is Holyfield going out doing some of the antics that we see Antonio Brown doing? We got other guys in the NFL that have gone through this. They're not doing the stupid stuff he's doing right now.
But if Evander Holyfield went out of the Sky Lounge and just started biting the wall, nobody would say nothing because you'd be like, well, he did take a lot of punches.
I think, I'm telling y'all, this guy wants attention. When you leave all that damn money like he did when he was with the Raiders, all he had to do was...
But don't that tell you he don't have no sense, dog? Don't that tell you something's wrong?
That just tells you he's a damn fool.
What kind of right mind? No. Because listen, as a Raider fan, we was sick about the Antonio Brown thing. You don't understand, dog. Like, we put all the marbles in for this dude to come to the team, and he let us down more than anything you thought. But then when he left us and he went to New England, he did the same thing. That's why we need to start talking out loud. oh, it ain't dude. It's something wrong with dude. Like, it's something wrong with dude. Pass the money. I see you, Dave. You don't want to talk about it no more. But I just believe to be empathetic to somebody who out here making these kind of decisions, because the next thing we're going to hear is, and I hope we never hear it, is Antonio Brown jumped off a penthouse building.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, but it's also him wanting help. I'm pretty sure it's people out there.
This is him wanting help.
I think he's crying out for help.
But he got football. He got players back in the day to play with him. They're trying to help this guy. He don't want to listen to nobody.
It's like people that's bipolar. It's like people that's bipolar or have chemical imbalances, and they won't take their medicine. The medicine make them feel better, but they feel like the medicine make me drowsy and I'm not myself no more. But you need the medicine. It's been prescribed to you by a doctor.
Right.
So all your friends saying, man, you need to get some help. In his mind, my mama used to say this, a crackhead think he got on a tuxedo and his teeth is perfect.
Message.
Now, a crackhead don't know what the big deal is about getting my life together. So it's not Antonio Brown needing help. It's somebody need to go grab Antonio Brown, because he's not going to do it by himself.
He's definitely not going to do that. But can you imagine, as a Raider fan that you are, Antonio Brown and Davante Adams on the same squad, bro?
Don't give me hypothetical fantasies right now.
Can you imagine, bro?
I can imagine they'll still be 1-3 like they are right now. So it wouldn't matter to me. Antonio Brown don't make a big difference.
What?
He did back in the day.
What?
Come on. He didn't have.
Don't do that.
This
dog.
Was 2 years ago,
don't
right?
Don't do that, dog.
This was 2 years ago when he was with the Raiders.
He was with the last season. He was with Tampa.
No, before he left the Raiders, was that 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
He got him a Super Bowl ring with Tampa.
Yeah.
So three seasons.
So he was still in his prime, right?
He was
there,
very
Joe.
Very much in his prime. Don't downplay. He was okay.
With Tampa. He was
balling, bro.
Cooper Rush out here undefeated.
But we're going to get into that, man. Let's shift into college football real fast.
Antonio.
Let's talk about them TCU Horned Frogs. Griff.
First of all.
Beating his Oklahoma Sooners. Like, Oklahoma, sorry in the mud.
They put a half a hundred burger on Oklahoma. 55-24. Oklahoma just never saw. And then Oklahoma's defense, their quarterback got hurt. Y'all was losing 31-10.
Yeah,
when he got hurt. So we won't. That don't have nothing to do with nothing. Oklahoma looks shook. They look like they missed Lincoln Riley, and I'm happy for Lincoln Riley, because USC is not playing right now. I watched them again. They got a good squad out there, dog, on offense and defense. What you want to say about Oklahoma, dog?
Well, I'm going to say this, because you text me Saturday while the game was going on. You know I was pissed, too, because they were down the way they were down. TCU could do no wrong in that football game.
I mean,
nothing. They could do no wrong.
Recovering their own fumbles.
And Brent Venable, what is he known for? What are he supposed to be known for? He came from Clemson. He was at Oklahoma before, but he's known for defense. And that defense didn't show up against TCU.
Man.
I think TCU is good. I don't think they're that good. He put 55 points up on OU.
Half a hundred, dog.
Hey, man.
So he
and
texted
it was personal,
me.
Too.
He texted me the other day. All he wanted to say was, oh, you suck this year, period. I said, okay. You know, they suck. They smell like the Raiders 0-3. Now they're 1-3 now, I'll give you that. But at that time, they did suck.
Can I ask you something, Dave? Do you always got to come back with,
I know!
Yeah. Just accept it.
Just accept it. Take it in the face. I wasn't saying that for the last three episodes.
We ain't
won a game.
Hey, if he says, oh, you sucks, and they suck, just be like, you know what?
You got to eat it.
There it is. All right,
ain't
cool.
That was one game. It's one game.
Okay, they ain't suck last week.
No, they didn't.
They ain't sucked all season.
They lost against Kansas.
They have not sucked all season in your eyes.
Don't compare a sucky team to another sucky team, bro.
Just number one.
Just take it.
Right. But here. So there go that upset. But then I'm not mad at unranked Purdue beating 21st ranked Minnesota 20-10. Georgia Tech upset number 24 Pitt 26-21, and I really like Ole Miss beating number 7 Kentucky.
That was
22-19. That was the big one.
That was the big shake up.
Because we always have questions about about his offense with Lane Kiffin. It's always about his defense.
Always.
And his defense showed up in that game against Kentucky. They made some plays when they had to. And I think when you look at the SEC, we always say the SEC is tough. But I love Alabama. But I think it's going to be a tough year going against some of these teams. And look at Mississippi State. They not a joke.
Dog.
After what they did against Texas
A&M.
I got
Mississippi State right here. They decimated Texas
A&M. Against your team, Texas A&M.
42-24, dog.
They should have three or four losses already.
Texas A&M ain't my team.
And he never said that.
I never claimed that was my team. I just made it.
He said he was going to beat Alabama. No, he wasn't. And his defense.
Oh, you're taking side. Man,
he just said that Texas A&M was going to beat Alabama.
Y'all don't cuff with each other. God.
Hey, facts over feelings, young boy. Facts over feelings.
Agreed.
Continue.
Agreed. And I like to say the Michigan game against Iowa, 27-14. It was a real game. Yeah, we do. Number 4 Michigan in the country. Remember that. I don't know if y'all know about Iowa's visiting locker rooms. Do either one of y'all know?
What's that?
Mm-mm. Good. So Iowa, for the last 50, 60 years, has painted their visiting locker room for football pink.
Ah.
Every year, they put another coat of pink on it to make sure it's nice and pink. Now, psychologically, they're already in your head.
Right.
Because you saying when you pull up in a bus, I don't care about them pinks. You do care because you talking about it.
Right.
We gonna practice. We ain't even going to dress in the locker room. We just going to dress. They in your head.
Yeah.
But it didn't work. But I love that they do that. I just hate that when we visit them because all pink, though. You don't understand. Bathroom stalls, the conference rooms, everything super duper pink.
Okay, so are we going to just ignore Georgia squeaking by Missouri?
Listen, and that's why they squeaked down to number 2.
I was going to get to his boring-ass story about Michigan.
Dog,
I mean,
you got to
go through this every single week with Michigan. They haven't done a damn thing, but we're going to talk about them every single week.
If some Longhorn Toads beat my team ass, I would feel the same way, dog.
Yeah.
If a purple and black team mocked me
up. You ain't got no damn team.
I'm a
Michigan Wolverine.
Oh, my God. Now you're a Michigan Wolverine.
I've always said I'm Big Blue.
All right, man.
Always said that. I was born in Detroit.
I'm quitting the show.
I rooted for the Wolverines.
Don't quit the show, dog.
Come on, man.
Now you're a Michigan fan, though.
Thank you.
Now you're a Michigan fan.
Yeah, now you're a Michigan fan.
Hey, hold on. Let's ask the cameraman. You ever heard Rock T talk about Michigan?
Hell no.
Exactly.
Sit down, you old
boy. Now he claimed Detroit everything, though, so I ain't mad at him. Detroit,
but that's
Ann Arbor.
Is that your first time
hearing
about Michigan?
That's my first time
hearing
him
say
Big Blue.
I can't.
And we don't even say Big Blue, exactly. So I don't even know what he talking about.
Yo, what you mean,
blue.
Big Blue?
We say Go Blue.
Go Thank Blue, you. Big Blue, the whole nine.
He don't know. That's he confused. He don't know. Thank
fine.
You.
We'll tell y'all something. We got a bandwagon.
Don't tell us
that.
You ain't tell us nothing for the last 20 shows.
First of all, Mizzou had it until they fell apart in the end, dog. Georgia almost lost that game in front of everybody. It was a good. So this is all I'm saying with games like that. Whoever played Georgia next needs to just look at the first half film of what Mizzou did. Now, Mizzou fell apart at the end, but you got to be telling your team, we way better than Mizzou.
Right.
But we way better than Mizzou.
Or are
we
they?
We can win.
Or are they?
Or are you?
But it's always a question mark, too. We talked about this last week. I mean, they had problems with Kent State the week before.
Yes, they did.
They didn't look great against Kent State.
No, they didn't.
They haven't looked great since probably the Oregon game. The first game of the season, I thought they were going to roll and say this is the best team in college football, but I can't sit up here and say right now they're the best team in college football.
I like that they dropped them one. That was fair. That was fair. Alabama been blowing their teams out. I like it, but, you know, Georgia still got to go through Florida and Alabama and all that. They got real schools to play, so we'll see.
That's why I said in the end, all of this is going to dust itself off.
They
got to play each other. No,
yeah.
I mean, in the end, I look at what Alabama did against Arkansas, and when you lose your quarterback like they did in the first half and came out in the second half with a freshman quarterback who ran down. I mean, I don't think he has a great arm yet.
Right.
I think he has developed that, but he has some legs on him.
He got tremendous upside.
Oh,
absolutely.
My God.
Yeah.
And then and the running game got going in that game, and they killed Arkansas. Arkansas still living off what happened the week before against Texas A&M.
Yes, they are.
They thought they had a shot against Alabama.
Big shout out to LSU, who made the top 25 at 25th. They're 4-1, and I just happened to see a lot of LSU people over the weekend, and I was wondering where LSU was. But that's part of that SEC.
Yeah.
Got to play Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi State. Like, for the people who don't really – if you're a UNC fan, for example –
you don't understand the severity of the SEC. I'm in the Big Ten, and the Big Ten is cool, but really the Big Ten is Ohio State, Michigan, and sometimes Michigan State, and maybe Iowa. I'll even throw in Iowa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But here's the deal.
Out of both them strong conferences, them is the four we looking at. Minnesota ain't hitting on nothing. Indiana ain't hitting on nothing. The fighting Illinois ain't never been hitting on nothing.
Illini.
I know. I like Illinois because they be on my nerves, dog.
But here's the deal, man. It goes back to what I've been saying. This doggone NIL.
Why he had to get aggressive when he's because
he has been saying,
this
come on.
This NIL is leveling the playing field.
Okay.
You can disagree all you want. Yes, this. It does.
So if I'm the quarterback for Mississippi State and what, a local cereal company want to give me $100,000.
I'm gone. Especially if I'm a backup. If I'm not playing.
So you want your money now and in college.
Listen. Especially what's going on right now, there's no guarantee that I'm going to get into the NFL.
That may be a factor 2 or 3 years down the line. Right now, who are the top five teams in
the
college
same
football?
Same ones that's been thank the you. Last five
okay,
seasons.
Okay, then.
Little
so boy. It doesn't matter right now.
Little boy. When he calls you little boy, by
little
the
boy.
Way. You old me, fart.
Little boy.
It's the same. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, Clemson. And
exactly.
The way
point is, don't make a damn, it don't make any sense at all.
We're talking about all.
It go to what he said. Sorry, Rock, and I'll let you finish. It go to what you say in the end. Ohio State and Michigan got to play each other. The last game of the season in November. So if Ohio State gets the 3 and we 4, that game always, we know. That's we got to win that game.
So let me explain to this young man right here what's going on.
Okay,
is it the same usual suspects at the top of the rankings? Yes. We can't control the rankings, okay? You got teams that'll lose a game, and they may drop one spot or two, whatever. We're sitting here talking about upsets. We just covered like 3 or 4 games that's considered upsets.
Huge.
Unranked teams that beat ranked teams. My point is, Super David, is these unranked teams, a lot of these players left these big-time usual suspect organizations.
The transfer portal was strong, don't go to NIL.
Come on, man.
I go with that. But don't give me NIL. They don't have anything to do with a damn thing right now.
Transfer portal and the NIL, both.
Well, you say, well, I hear two different things. So for the people that
don't understand. How do you get to another doggone team? Another school?
If you want
to
leave.
You enter what?
The transfer
you
portal.
Enter the
but
portal.
That's not what you said.
But you're saying the NIL is changing the game because these kids could get money. But, dog, just because you're getting
finish,
money and
don't,
you at
don't mean a damn
Minnesota
thing.
Agreed.
But listen, Griff, if you at USC,
yes,
you back up, you think I should be playing somewhere,
yes.
Okay? I'm transferring. I'm putting my name in the portal.
Yes.
If you put your name in the portal, you become, for college football, in a sense, a free agent.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. All right. Okay. So
absolutely.
Now these schools are saying
come to my school.
Thank you.
Come to my school.
That's where the NIL deals come in. Okay,
thing.
I want you.
I'm bringing you out the portal.
Hold on. Listen to me.
Oh my God.
I'm bringing you out of the portal, and here's what I have: all these shiny toys, and money for you if you come to my school. That's how they work together, fool.
They've been doing that for years, you dumbass.
What
they've been doing that. They've been doing it every single year.
Illegally, but not NIL is making it legal.
You are right. They have been doing it for decades.
Okay, but don't sit up here and tell me.
But he's saying legally, this transfer portal. So for the people who don't know, you go to USC, you the best. Maybe you was the starter the year before. And then Rock T came in as this sophomore that went to a JUCO and took my job. I don't want to play here no more because I see this dude going to be here for the next 2 years.
Preach.
North Carolina State say, come to us, and Phillips Painting Company wants to give you $50,000.
Easy.
But that don't have nothing to do with you being better in the top 10 because you got a damn painting sponsorship.
That's what I'm trying to explain. My point is the talent is legit.
The talent.
You saying the talent is spread,
spread now.
So now
that's
everybody
why we
don't want to go to Alabama.
Right.
To what Texas A&M got all the best. Texas A&M got the best recruiting.
But before NIL started, was people transferring anyway? They were doing it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
but
so
no,
but
it's even bigger now.
No. But remember, they was transferring, but they couldn't play that season.
Because they had to sit
out. That's the difference between the transfer portal. Remember, they couldn't. You leave Oklahoma, you just can't go to Oklahoma State and start that season. And, the next season.
The only way you get me to agree with you on this is if you stop saying NIL. If you give me transfer portal, I give you that. Because at the beginning of the season, hold on. At the beginning, I let you talk. At the beginning of the season, you were talking about A&M and how they got all these offensive linemen and watch they're going to change the game because now they can pay their players. Where A&M now?
That's not what I said.
Oh my God.
Griff, tell him what I said about A&M. He keeps trying to change the narrative. He's trying to change the narrative.
He only said.
Thank you. Use that word again. Only.
Rock T's only statement about Texas A&M was,
listen,
they're going to beat Alabama.
That's all I said.
No, he didn't say they was going to be the best
team. You don't remember. No.
And the only other thing that I added to that was when Nick Saban.
That's
what called
that's
out
what I'm talking
Bimbo
about.
Bimbo. Yes.
That's
Jimbo
what I'm
Fisher.
Talking about. Yeah. I remember.
I said, but that's the only thing. But I never said anything about said Texas A&M going to win the championship.
I didn't say
Texas
win the championship.
Texas A&M is going to be the best team in college football.
Did I say championship?
Stop acting like I said
that. Did I say championship? I didn't ever bring up no damn championship.
What did he say?
I said one thing. I said you said it's going to change the game. You look at
the NIL.
They was going to change the game because they had their recruiting class, right?
No, not the recruiting.
That was an
because
example.
Because of the money, because of the NIL. Because you keep pushing the NIL.
Exactly.
And he said it's going to change the game, level off the playing field. And all I'm saying is when you look at the top 10, the same teams, the same five teams that we're talking about is always in the top five over the last 5, 6, 7 years. It don't have a damn thing to do with NIL. I give you transfer
NIL
portal.
Just started when?
Okay.
Couple seasons ago.
NIL okay, wasn't around 5, 6, 7 years.
You don't want to listen.
That's an invalid point.
But
I am
here,
listening.
But here,
you ain't making no point.
But here, you ain't making no damn point.
You said 5 or 6 years. NIL wasn't even in play.
What you did when Nick Saban talked about him and Jimbo got into it.
Right.
We go back to that same tape. You mentioned A&M and what A&M's doing on the offensive line and how they're paying the players. And Nick Saban wish he could do the same thing.
Let me be the Angels advocate, homies. Relax. No one cares. Texas A&M sucks right now.
Exactly. But
all
I'm making a
Rock
point.
Is saying
stop
is he's still
bringing the NIL up.
I'm never going to stop bringing the NIL because it's a fact.
But
ain't
listen,
no
but to Dave's
no
point. But look, but to Dave's point, the top 10, number one, SEC school. Number two, SEC school. Number eight, SEC. Number nine, SEC. Like, these teams are
the same. Top,
and then remember, the real rankings don't come out till week 9.
When I see some of the teams you're talking about, when you look at Appalachian State and all these upsets you're talking about, when I see those teams in the top 10, then I'm going to give you a point about the NIL. But they're not in the top 10, so it don't matter right now.
But they beat the top 10 people sometimes.
Bro. But they do that every single year.
Bro.
Y'all lost, what, 5, 6 years ago? Michigan lost it.
That.
Okay.
Stop it.
Okay, but I mean, I know you're getting sensitive now. Now you're getting sensitive now. Look, we can't talk around. We can't talk right now.
We can have a whole episode about how the ranking system is.
Right.
It's a little, in my opinion, it's a little flawed because.
There's a lot of flaws.
Because we talk about this at the beginning of the college season when, you know, when they say the preseason rankings. And it's like, I firmly believe that however you finish the year before, they should respect that enough to say, okay, we starting the season that way. Yeah. And then if you lose, okay, you fall out or whatever. But you know, you shouldn't, if you wasn't ranked at the end of last season, now you ranked 10 at the beginning of the following season because recruiting? Nah, I don't like that. I think that's a flaw in the system right there.
I don't like it. Do you like that system, Dave?
You know, moved away from my topic that we were talking about. I'm not going to answer that question.
So he's the kid that takes the ball. He's the little poor loser.
He don't play basketball no more.
He's going to take the ball.
I took everything with me.
We don't want to play on that little 3-foot. Your little 3-foot net anyway. We gonna go play real basketball, Dave.
I take everything with me. Yes,
that's
I did.
Stupid. Let's get off of college.
Let's go to NFL,
and go
man.
To NFL.
Is he making me be someone I don't like being?
Let's angry and stuff.
I want to be angry. I want
I know,
you
to know, know
you
do.
You do.
Yeah,
Oscar. It's a whole trash can with your name on it. What's the letter of the day, Dave? W. And that's them, but we never get along. I'm going back in my trash can. Let's go to the NFL, man. Week 4. Make sure you go to I Hate the Homie. Pick the homies, the picks. You can see who's doing better. I felt good about this week. I actually got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I got 9, depending on who win tonight. I picked the Rams. Who'd you pick tonight?
I picked the 49ers.
Did you? In San Francisco, who you got tonight?
Ooh, that's a good one right there, bro.
Right. Division guy.
Yeah, make a pick.
That's a good one right there.
Hey, don't say it's good. Just make a pick. Nobody going to shoot you for making a pick. Just make a damn pick.
Sir, Oscar, you still mad about the NIL, dog? I thought we moved on.
No, we ain't moved on, but keep going.
Let's go through the games. Miami lost to Cincinnati. The whole problem with that game was Tua was still wobbly from the week before.
Yeah, no.
They fired the doctor. I think that's cold to make the doctor the scapegoat when the coach said, go back in there and get us another touchdown, Tua.
No, but this is when the doctor got to say, no, he can't go. I cannot clear him to go.
And this is not a Miami Dolphins doctor. This is the NFL doctor.
If the doctor would have told the coach, he can't go. Now, if the coach still put him in, that doctor still keeps his job.
Got it.
That goes on the doctor. But at the end of the day, you saw what happened two weeks ago, and he had spaghetti legs in the first half. But it was no reason for him to play, what, 4 or 5 days later on a Thursday night against Cincinnati.
And then let me just also.
Because they want to say it's a back injury. I ain't no doctor. Right. I'm not a doctor. But you can see when somebody got knocked out.
Yo. Right.
You can see that. There was no reason he should have been playing.
No. Man. That was very scary, and it sucks as a Dolphin fan. We already know he a brittle fella, but this injury for him to be on the ground for 10 minutes and then leave on a cart, that was hard to watch. And then the first thing everybody thought, even the commentators, was he shouldn't have been playing.
Man, he shouldn't play the rest of the season.
He might not play the rest of the season.
We can't agree on that.
I don't care. Yeah. Listen.
Because he's too young to be having brain problems.
Come on, bro.
The sad part is, okay, if you want to say it was his back, and that's what Miami was saying a couple of weeks ago, even before the game started, they were talking about still his back. The way he got slung down on the ground was a routine play. It was not a nasty play. It wasn't a dirty play.
Right.
He's going to get hit like that, 10 times a game?
Right.
If he can't handle that, he shouldn't be playing football anymore.
Yeah.
So it wasn't his back. At the end of the day, it goes back to the concussions, go back to CTE, go back to head trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And somebody has to take the blame for this. Okay, you want to put it on the doctor, they can do that. But I'm also going to put some blame on Tua. Because in a day, you should know.
Yeah, well, no. All athletes want to play, dog.
Come on, dog.
All athletes, you can get a whole snot bubble put on you, and you're going to be like, I'm fine, coach. What's your name?
Let's go. Batman.
Go beat the Joker and them, Batman. The Joker looks like the Ravens. Go beat all them. You can never let. Hell, boxers don't want to never quit boxing.
No, come on now. As an athlete.
You understand me? Athletes want to go, dog. Athletes want to go. It's the testosterone. It's how they built. It's what they get paid for. It's why they stay. They went to college. They done got scholarships to do. They don't know how to say, you know what? I'm hurt and I would not like to play.
There's one player that will say that. And he's cold.
Who is that?
A whole nother sport. It's basketball.
Thank you. Kawhi Leonard. Thank you.
Kawhi. There's two men. Kawhi Leonard and Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose will say, I'm hurt.
I'm good. But you know why? Because that's guaranteed money in the NBA.
Yeah.
That's what I'm putting.
Then you can say, I'm hurt. Let me get better.
Right.
Because it's going to take a season.
But see, this is why I say it's on Tua, too. I'm not saying he's majority of this, but he plays a part because you know your body. But I know why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're playing for a team that didn't want you in the first place. They wanted Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cuba from the Chargers.
Herbert, Justin Herbert from the Chargers.
Yeah, they wanted him first, but then who did they go after last season? They were part of the sweepstakes for Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts the trust in. We still don't want you.
Yeah, they was.
So now you're playing to prove that I am the guy for this football team. You got to do more than what you should be doing to prove that point. He should not be on that field, and he should have made that decision too in the end. Because in the end, if you have brain damage.
How are you going to make a decision if you think you are in Frankfurt,
Germany?
Because
if they make him play, what can you do to the NFL? You can sue them.
Yeah, you can sue them, but when you're out there having a good game and they tell you to get out because we think you done got hit in the mouth too hard, you're going to be like, I'm fine.
So I will say this, and then we'll move on to the next game. Teddy Bridgewater, who's the backup. Now, in his career, if you pay attention to his career, when he's been a starter, he's always been, But when he's been a backup,
he's been amazing. He went 6-0 that time for the Saints. Come on. And they was like, ooh.
Come on, every time. Every time.
Huh? Under who?
Sean Payton.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm going to give credit to, him and Sean Payton.
Right, so this will be an opportunity.
For Denver. You knew that.
That boy was up the field.
He was a starter.
The Teddy Bridgewater we wanted, dog.
He was exactly. A starter.
Thank you.
He was a starter. He was a starter.
He just said if he starts, he's sorry.
He's suspect as a starter.
When he does so, you just say
he's coming
this
out,
is a good time for Teddy Bridgewater
to
do something special for the dog.
Absolutely.
I like that. I'm not mad at you. Did you either one of y'all watch that Minnesota Saints game in London?
Oh, come on, man.
No, but I picked Minnesota in that game.
Yeah, I actually picked the Saints, and they lost.
The Saints
lost 28-25, but the kicker had to kick a 61-yarder to tie the game. That is not an easy kick, but the Saints are a team that will let you down on a Sunday, dog. I'm not going to lie.
They let you down every Sunday. Look at the last 3 weeks.
Every Sunday, I need them to let down the town on October 30th when the Raiders play in New Orleans. I'm going to that game, too. What about the Seattle and Lions game that was 71-68 or something stupid?
Now, see, that's your team.
That is my team.
And 48-45. That's what happens.
But first of all, the Seahawks was mopping them boys. It didn't even look like it was a game. And then next thing I knew, it was 45-35 or something.
Let me tell you something, man. The Detroit Lions, as disappointed as I am, because we can't close games out.
Can't close games, man.
How you score 45 points and can't win a doggone game? But
unbelievable.
I'm just praying that that division beat up on each other and they can slide in through that back door. I was telling Super Dave this earlier.
Chicago and Green Bay and Minnesota and them figure it out.
Because Detroit is not a team you want to face in the playoffs for the first round for a wild card match.
Oh, no, they look good right now.
Come on, dog.
They look, even in they losing, they look good right now.
Come on, man.
You can't be mad at them. 48-45, barely lost. And then look at this, though. They scored 22 points in the fourth.
Come on, dog.
That's three touchdowns, dog, in the fourth. And only scored 15 points in the first half and 30 in the second half. So they closed, dog.
They're a fun team to watch, too, man. I don't know if you guys got a chance to watch any of the Lions games this year, but they games are fun.
The ones I watched, the running back was going ham. The Jets at the Steelers. The Steelers. Mike Tomlin ain't never been. Mike Tomlin ain't never
he
felt
might get
like
his first
this,
losing
dog.
Season.
He might get his for after 15
years. Because
you
don't have a quarterback right now.
Yeah.
They got one. They got Pickett, but can't.
Oh,
he...
no. Pickett came in and threw three pickets.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But he's a young player. That's what you expect.
Yeah,
he's a young player.
Well, no, because when they was 0-4 and Ben Roethlisberger from the University of Miami of Ohio played, he never lost a game. And they won the Super Bowl.
We can talk about all those games that you're talking about.
You can say live in the past, die in the past, but I'm just saying they benched Trubisky, brought in the youngin from Pitt. The boy threw three interceptions.
I think the one thing we've learned over the last, 4 weeks, who may be the best team in the NFL, because we all thought Buffalo. I didn't have Buffalo in the Super Bowl because they don't have a running game. And even though they came back on Baltimore Ravens, the Ravens should have won that
actually,
game.
Actually, Singletary is not the Ravens out there
should,
being
they
a bum,
have won
dog.
That game. But I think the best team right now, and the record indicates that and shows it, Philadelphia Eagles. And I hate it because I'm a Cowboy fan.
Right.
But right now, they're balanced on all aspects of the game.
Well, let's talk about another team that ain't that unbalanced. The Giants beat the Bears in New York. The Giants is 3-1.
But them teams ain't going nowhere. None of them teams that we're talking about.
Well, yeah, I
wish I could play the Giants twice a year, dog. I wish we could play with the Washington Commanders. Must be nice, Cowboy fans. It must be nice, dog.
Between Cowboys, the Eagles,
you know, Dave.
And the Giants. That division gonna be they that could be another division.
It ain't as soft as everybody was saying. I mean, normally it's a soft division, but the Giants ain't sorry. And this Cooper Rush kid,
let me tell you something,
is undefeated at quarterback. You can't be mad at him.
That's gone with the Carson.
I think the Commanders
Carson Wentz.
We can put them in what?
Gone. What did he do yesterday? What did he do against the Cowboys?
Nothing.
He said by week 9, dog, we just going to add his stats up.
Yeah.
Today. It's still early,
oh,
dog.
I forgot. We got to write this stuff down.
What about the Titans and the Colts? That's a divisional game. It was in Indianapolis. The Titans win. I'm sure all y'all picked the Titans.
Yeah, I did.
Titans is 2-2. And the Colts got up. I think the Colts is, 1-2-1. Chargers at the Texans. I picked the Chargers. That was a no-brainer. The Browns at the Falcons. Falcons got a really, really big win in the end. That boy Cordero So Cordero Patterson was a Raider, and he was running kickoff returns and punt returns and sometimes slot. He goes to Atlanta. He turns himself into a whole running back.
Yeah.
So now you got this 6'4", 6'5" running back who also is a real wide receiver, so he's amazing in the flats.
Yes, sir.
All the time.
I love it.
So shout out to the Falcons, 23-20.
And it's safe that game. Super Dave's not going to have to run around the stadium with his drawers on because Jacoby Brissett is not going to be 6-0.
Well, I was very confident.
The Cowboys at the Commanders, how did you like that game? 25-10, that had to be fun for the Cowboys.
I told you guys
fans
last week, when you see the Cowboys play now, when Dak is healthy, now I'm not saying Cooper Rush is a starting quarterback.
Dak said he was coming back week six, something crazy.
Against
like
the Philadelphia
soon?
Eagles, maybe against the Philadelphia Eagles in a couple
don't take
of weeks.
That, don't take Cooper. Hey, okay, so you the coach, Brock.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush out here undefeated, dog.
Yes, sir.
Now Dak want to play.
Yeah.
Are you immediately putting in Dak Prescott?
No, I'm giving him an extra week. Just
are you immediately putting in Dak Prescott?
I'm putting the guy that has the best chance of winning and beating the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm
and here Dak, go a guy that done got you 5-0 since Dak been out. You're going to bench the fire. I'm asking. I'm just asking.
I'm going to give him one extra week.
This is a totally different situation than what we saw when Romo and Dak. Dak was a young guy. Romo was toward the end of his career. Dak is young, and he just got paid.
Look.
You got to put the guy that's making
Cowboy
the money.
Why Cowboy fans be bringing up Tony Romo? Like, I don't understand, dog. I was with a bunch of Cowboy fans.
You're crazy.
Y'all love Romo,
I'm
going to
get pissed off at you. Yes, Romo. Romo didn't have a team behind him. He didn't have a team behind him. And Jerry always made that statement. He said the one regret, he never put a team or a defense with Romo. He never had a running game until that one year when he had DeMarco Murray.
Yeah.
Okay, what you going here for? I'm putting the points out there.
No, I'm
understand.
Saying
you, okay,
I'm
then.
Listening. Understood.
Don't sit up here and just criticize the guy, but when you're forced to throw the ball 40, 50 times a game.
But why
you
Cowboy fans in 2022 say bring back Romo? What the hell? Dak Prescott got the better numbers. Dak Prescott, according to the numbers, and I know you hate the numbers, is a better quarterback than Tony Romo.
Okay,
why won't y'all say it out loud?
Because he's not a better quarterback. What has he done?
He's done nothing. Come on. So stats don't lie, dog. Now stats is whole Pinocchio's out here.
Yeah, stats lie, just like y'all lie.
Jacksonville at the Eagles. Who had Jacksonville? Did anybody have Jacksonville in this
game?
I didn't have Jacksonville
because of Peterson coming back home to play Philadelphia. And they were up 14-0 at one point in the game.
They was. And the Eagles did an amazing comeback. They got 20.
That's why I said they're the second. Right now, the Eagles are playing the best football in the NFL.
Agreed.
I mean, Kansas City looked good against the Bucs, but the Bucs are going on the downside. Their defense was bad against the Kansas City Chiefs.
What about that Bills-Raven game where the Ravens was up the whole game and then the Bills?
It's a lot of comebacks going on. I don't believe in Buffalo.
Why wouldn't Harbaugh go for three?
Because you go for the win.
The defense sucks.
The defense sucks. He got a point.
He got no confidence in the defense, dog.
No, nothing else
this
to say.
This ain't the Ravens of old.
Nothing else to say.
Come on, man. This is why I believe the Buffalo Bills are going to be the Super Bowl champions because they were down and they find a way to fight back. They're winning ball games all kinds of ways. They're winning. They're blowing out people. They're in dog fights with people.
They barely.
Exactly. Yeah. They're figuring out how
win
to
is win. Dog.
Exactly.
Win
and
is
that's
win,
that.
Dog.
That's that Super Bowl pedigree right there.
What about the Cardinals and Carolina? Who had Carolina? The Cardinals won 26-16. Who had Carolina though?
I had Carolina.
Did you?
I'm not all the way sold on Baker Mayfield.
The games you're mentioning don't matter to me. I'm just looking at the best teams right now in NFL.
Well, I'm looking at them too. Let's talk about these amazing Las Vegas Raiders.
That's what I want to get to.
Yeah, let's talk about these amazing Raiders.
You did all that going out every single team.
Yeah,
because
I'm trying to be
team.
Respectful. And Green Bay beat the Patriots. And Tampa Bay lost to the Chiefs. Let's talk about the Raiders, dog. Everybody in all of football said the Raiders ain't going to be 0-4. Everybody said it. It ain't just me. It's Randy Moss. It's a whole bunch of coaches that's retired. It was like the Raiders ain't. They had a closed door locker room meeting, and they said we got to win this game.
They responded.
Now Sierra Husband, as good as awesome. Let me tell you something, man. I'm gonna just go ahead and say I hate the Broncos. That's my words. I wish bad things on their families and their friends. But Russell Russell Wilson is a future Hall of Famer. He's an amazing quarterback. And who wouldn't want him on their team? I tell you who wouldn't want him. Denver don't want him. They gave him all that bread, and he's playing very lackluster.
Yeah, but I think it's coaching, too. Coaching has a big part in what they're doing.
Of course coaching got a lot to do with it, and so do defense. And the Broncos just didn't.
I thought they would be better than this.
I was scared. I was like, maybe they having a bad first half. I was all nervous. Yeah. Maybe they just, let's slow down. Nobody be too excited.
But
maybe
I think in the end, we talk about the Denver Broncos. I think in the end, y'all still be in last place once this season ends.
I'm not going to let you casually round us up like that, dog. Don't nobody care about your feelings and what you think, brother.
Are we going to sit up here and just let this?
I'm not going to let this dude, dog. If you don't get off that stool and stop playing.
Are you after all of that hype?
After all of that.
On Russell Wilson at the beginning of the season.
I said he's disappointing. I said they are.
Was like hyping him up like,
could be my MVP. I'm not taking that.
I said that.
But what did I say? I said, damn, they're very disappointed.
But if you would have listened to me at the beginning, I was saying Russell Wilson is still one of the top quarterbacks in the league, but he is peaked out and he's on his way down.
Don't expect anything too special. Plays a part. Coaching plays a part in this, and they got some lousy coaching on that football team. Last year they played better than this without Russell. I thought they, when you added that piece to it, he could take them to another level. The running game stinks. Their defense stinks right now.
Yeah, I like when people say stinks.
Yeah, I mean that's it.
That is a silly little name.
I didn't have Denver win that division, I had Denver being a problem for some teams out there, and I thought the Raiders would be in last place, and I'm still gonna be convinced by that. They will be in last place.
Hey man. It's still early, but he got a point on that one, dog.
Well, you know what? Your point, it in your ass, dog. No one cares about your point, dog. First of all, you a Cowboy fan who don't even like your team. Listen, we was 0-3, and I was still in here taking it in the face from y'all, not saying nothing, and being 1-3, shut up. I walked into the studio today.
You can't say that, Drill.
You can't say that, man.
Anything that you say, you might just hush. Let's move on. We can't even finish talking about football no more.
Move on, please.
Let's
stop being so sensitive and start to know yourselves, dog.
Man, let's do our part and say rest in heaven to our homie Coolio, who passed away.
You know, Coolio died, and my only Coolio story, I got a couple of them. I was on a hip hop station in Atlanta.
This starts a 3-minute drill.
Coolio was supposed to come. Thank you. Coolio was supposed to come to this event, but Coolio sent LV. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you remember who LV was, but LV was the actual dude
singing
Gangsta Paradise.
Right.
So when everybody got to this live broadcast and Coolio wasn't there and LV was signing all these pictures, he was signing autographs, these old 8x10 black and whites, and they was all in the parking lot, dog. Like, people was like, where Coolio?
That's bad, man. When you take your time to sign all these autographs with your picture.
We was like, somebody send an intern over there to pick up all them 8x10s, dog. That's dirty, dog. And kept saying, hey, man, what's up? Where Coolio? He was like, I seen Gangsta Paradise. You don't look like Coolio. Coolio done got big as hell. You know, black people, sorry, y'all.
We hard, man.
I would like to say my great-great friend, Keith Wonderboy Johnson, died on my birthday on Friday, dog. He's a quartet singer who is a comedian more than he is a singer, and that thing took me out. Like, I was supposed to see him at the end of the month at the Spin Awards, and when you got a... I watched him go through church hurt and depression and being mad at God and then coming back. And I listened to his new CD that just came out in May. And that dude loved Jesus. So it ain't no doubt in my mind that he's sitting in heaven right now in his own quartet, just a single quartet, one person. He got his harp, his halo. I was broke up about that. But today gave me great joy to know that all he did was sing about Jesus and bringing people to Jesus. So rest in punchlines, Keith Wonderboy Johnson. I mean, did you ever get a chance to meet Coolio?
I never met Coolio. Never met Coolio.
I mean, it's supposed to be a 3-minute drill, but that story, I mean, and I'm sorry for what you lost.
Man. You ain't sorry. You
yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Trend like you, dog.
No, yes, I am. No, I'm not laughing at that. I'm just saying it was a long, drawn-out story.
This man just had a moment about one of his friends,
had a whole
man.
Moment, dog. But we're talking about Coolio. What they had to do with it?
Because
the
I said, what's up to Coolio? But and I even threw it to LV. But I ain't have no real Coolio story, so I don't know Coolio. I know Keith Wonderboy Johnson. Died too, and he was 50. Coolio was 59.
You got a heart, bro?
You a whole jackass, Super Dave.
Super Dave ain't got nobody heart, man.
I'm done, dog.
We ain't got to finish the show, man.
Yeah, I'm done, dog. You ain't named Coolio. Is he in your playlist?
Huh? Dog, leave me alone.
Man, now y'all sensitive.
Rest in peace, Coolio.
Yeah, rest in peace, Coolio, man. He was a man, dog.
Absolutely.
He made that song when he was 23 years old. I'll never forget. When Stevie Wonder came out at the Grammys and they sang Gangsta Paradise. You a jackass.
Same dog. You done now?
I hate the homies, man. Rock Tees is who I be.
Man.
Make sure y'all continue to download, subscribe. 5-star reviews, man. We appreciate you, man. Go check out. Go tell a friend to tell a friend. This is it got real weird and awkward all of a sudden, man. So
he goes, I apologize for your friend dying, but now. Dog, that's a horrible segue,
3-minute drill the time, man.
I was looking at the time. Dog, we went into Coolio. Everybody, okay, yay to Coolio. What we say? Yay, Coolio.
Griff was
but my
almost,
homie died.
Griff was about to be in tears.
I was
Super
about
Dave.
To cry, dog. And he going to turn around and laugh. Sorry, not to laugh, but you a jackass, dog. Let me play the donkey music, the donkey noises, dog. You a whole
that's
jackass,
disrespectful,
dog.
Man.
Ray Nugget, my name is Griffin. I hate the homie for real, especially Super Dave ass.
And my name is Super Dave, the most lovely. I'm an angel of this group.
But guess what?
We don't care. Deuces.
Fake angel, you a false prophet.
I hate the homies.
I Hate the Homies is an Urban One Incorporated and Reach Media production hosted by your boy, me, Griff, Rock T, and Stupid Super Dave. Follow I Hate the Homies on all social medias at I Hate the Homies. Executive produced by Arlen Griff Griffin. That would be moi. supervisory producer Kobe Kobe Tyner. Fly Eagles fly, we see y'all. Sales and corporate partnerships Josh Romani, Khadijah Campbell, and Pamela Summers. Digital marketing J.R. Davis. Man, what's up with the Bears? And Tim Hall. Thank all y'all for listening to I Hate the Homies podcast. And please tell a friend to tell a friend.